All right, simple correlation questions. Number one, are two variables correlated within a specific group? No, there is no linear relationship between the practice and performance in the population represented by the sample. The depiction of the null hypothesis is that the correlation equals zero. It can also be that the correlation squared equals zero. They're the same thing. Performing the significance test, usually you'll get the exact p-value, but I want you to see this formula because there's a lot of versions of this formula coming. It's basically an f-test, and like all f-tests, it talks about the variance accounted for, divided by the error variance, taking into account the size of the model and the size of the sample. Every F-test is those four things. Variance accounted for, variance not accounted for, size of the model, size of the sample. Model's easy here because there's only two predictors. I'm sorry, there's only one predictor, two variables. And so size gets reduced to the number of people. So really not a lot going on there. Are two correlations... Wait a minute. All right. Are two correlations different within a single group? Common versions here is, which is better correlated with performance, practice or prior skill? Which is better correlated with practice, performance or confidence? Now this is what we were looking at before. Correlation doesn't care what you think is the predictor and what you think is the criterion. But very often we're doing a correlation as a prelude to a regression. And so we've got criterion and predictor variables in our head. So this would be a criterion asking which of two predictors is better correlated with it. Here we would have a predictor asking which of two criterion is better correlated with it. Same statistical test, because it's a test of correlation. But you have to have straight in your head, what are predictors, what are criterion variables? The null hypothesis is that the correlation between practice and performance is the same as between prior skill and performance in the population represented by the sample. The most common representation of this null is that one correlation is equal to the other correlation. You will also occasionally see, particularly in older text, the null expressed as one correlation minus the other correlation equals zero. There was a strong tendency coming out of hardcore mathematical statistics in the 50s and early 60s. I've been told this. I wasn't here then. That all null expressions were represented as equals zero instead of equals each other. And so you see different things. This is a very important test to understand. It turns out that it's used with several different tests of multivariate and bivariate hypotheses. Please note that you will need four pieces of information to apply these formulas. The one correlation, no big surprise. The other correlation, no big surprise. Sample size, no big surprise. But the one that you sometimes have to remember to go get is the correlation between the shared variables. So here we got the correlation between performance and practice. We have the correlation between performance and prior skill. In order to compare these two correlations, we're going to need the correlation between practice and prior skill. So in a situation like this, with one criterion and multiple predictors, we're going to need to know the correlation between the predictors. In a situation like this, with one predictor and two criteria, we're going to need to know the correlation between the criteria. Hotelling's t-test and Seiger's z-test are used to answer this. They're nasty formulas, but I'll show you how to do them on the computator. You get those four numbers, you plug them in, it's over. Is a correlation different across two groups? No, the correlation between practice and performance is the same for novices and for experienced participants. Again, you'll usually see it as one correlation is equal to another correlation, but you may see this as one correlation minus the other correlation equals zero. Same expression. Again, this is a very important test because it's used to ask if a correlation value generalizes across groups or populations. Very important question in both theory and in application. you take the scale construction module, we'll come back to this a lot of times. Does the model or the predictor or the correlate work the same for the majority class and for protected classes, for different protected classes? It's really important that we know how our predictors behave in different situations. All right, identify the kinds of correlation question for each. Is age a better predictor of social skills for boys than girls? How many populations?
Two.
How many variables?
Two.
So if we've got two variables and two populations, this is a correlation across populations. Is age a better predictor of social skills than SES? How many populations? How many variables?
Three.
Age, social skills, and SES. So if we've got three variables and only one population, this has to be comparing correlations across correlated correlations. Does age predict social skills? How many populations? How many variables? How hard is that? Does IQ predict school performance? How many populations? How many variables? You'll do well on this. Does IQ predict school performance better than SES? Are we comparing across populations or comparing across correlated correlations? Correlated correlations. And does SES predict IQ better for children or adults? Two variables, two populations. The only reason to have two populations is to compare across them.